Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The rapture itself, that term isn't used very often. In fact, it comes from a passage in Paul's letters, 1 Thessalonians 4, where Paul is talking to the Thessalonian Christians. They're newer Christians. They've heard about the day of the Lord or the time when Jesus returns, and they're concerned about their brothers and sisters in Christ who have died physically before this day of the Lord. They're afraid they're going to miss out on something. And so Paul needs to reassure them that those who've died in Christ before this rapture, they're not going to miss out on anything. They're going to be right there with the rest of us when we meet the Lord. So this idea of the rapture, this is a sub-detail around Jesus coming in general. When he comes, he's going to do many things. And one of the things he's going to do is he's going to gather his people to himself and will be with him forever. That's something I sure look forward to. I think you do too, the day when we'll be with the Lord. So that's this idea of the rapture. You want me to read it here?
It's a good passage.
Mm-hmm. It's an encouraging passage. It gives us hope. And so 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18 here I'm going to read. It says here, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep," talking about physically dead. He says, "so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and we sure do, even as God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." That verse 17 is where we get this word raptured, when Paul says, "then we who are alive will be caught up with those who have died in Christ." The word "caught up" is the word that we get rapture from. But I just love that last statement he makes there. "And so forever we will be with the Lord." I appreciated one pastor just last year. He said, you know, heaven's going to be nothing if Jesus isn't there. That's why we desire it. I don't care about the harps and the clouds and all that kind of stuff if Jesus isn't there, but we'll be with him forever. And so we can comfort and encourage one another with those words. We don't ever say goodbye. We say see you later as Christians. We're going to have a great gathering someday. It's going to be glorious.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.